Hi, this is Margot. This show is entitled Life After Morgellons. Bill M. reached the light at the end of the tunnel with Mel Friedman's protocol. This show is a continuation in the Mel Friedman Toxic Disease Pioneer series. Bill M. shared his story of recovery from Morgellons in Mel's Coffee Tea with Me conference call, Oldies but Goodies, on October 7th, 2017. What is following is his testimony of his recovery and journey back to health on Mel's protocol. Mel Friedman, Toxic Disease Pioneer, is no stranger to battling serious diseases. He has overcome Morgellons, Lyme disease, MRSA multiple times, and cancer twice. Since making a promise to God to help others if he could overcome Morgellons, he now dedicates his life to helping others afflicted with this and other toxic conditions. Mel offers hope, inspiration, and solutions of how to maneuver our toxic world with health and well-being. This show is for informational purposes only and is not intended to substitute treatment by a medical professional. Mel's website is howicuredmorgellons.com. I hope you enjoyed the show, and we'll talk to you next time. God bless everyone.
I believe there's definitely a man in the house. Is there a man in the house?
That would be me, Mel.
That would be you, Bill.
That would be me. Good morning to you, and good morning, everyone.
Good morning, Bill, and welcome, and thank you so much for sticking around. I know you've been here from early on in the show, and I appreciate you taking the time to come back and talk to all the folks. So I'll start off with the same old, same old. How did you find the website?
Well, it was a Saturday afternoon, and I couldn't take the brain fog and the pain and the crawls anymore, so I went into the emergency room of the VA hospital. And they thought I had scabies, so they put me in 100 feet from everybody else, and then when they finally took me in there 2 hours later, they checked me out and everything else. And actually, while I'm talking to the nurse there, my hand started to bleed in little spots, and I'm thinking, you know, what do you think that is? Plus, on my forearm, the right forearm, I had like a 2-inch, looked like a scratch. But at the end of that scratch going into my skin, it looked like something burrowed in there. And like an hour later, all of a sudden, my baby finger, the knuckle there, it was just, I could hear it snap, and it was painful. I'm thinking, what's going on here? And, you know, they examined me and everything else. They said, well, you don't have scabies. And she said, I said, well, what do you think I should do? Well, I'm going to give you some scratching powder. And she says, I suggest you go home and kill the bugs. That's it. And that was it. That's when I started panicking. I said, whoa, I'm on this thing by my own here. And that's when I came back and I went on the internet and just looked and looked and looked. And I remember then on Sunday again, too, and I was looking at, and I remember reading one title that said how I got bit by something and I don't know what it was. Well, I followed that and all. And then I came across, and it was 11 o'clock at night when I found your site, How I Cured Morgellons. That was such a relief to me right there. And I remember calling you, Mel. I know you remember that. You weren't there. I left you a message. But you could tell by my voice, I was panicking. You know, I didn't know what to do. Would you please give me a call? I'm not sure if your site is still up or anything. And the next day you gave me a call. That was such a blessing to me. I'm thinking, my God, someone understands here. And so that's how I found your site, and it went on from there.
Okay. What made you decide to start the protocol?
Well, I looked at the site and started, like you said, read, and that's the first thing you suggested. So that's what I did. I just kept on reading and reading and reading. And I got to know a few people there. In fact, I even talked to them personally. I'd give them a call and talk to them. And from that site, I realized that, you know, the protocol was important. And I said, that's the way I'm going to have to do this. And so that's how I started on the protocol.
Okay. And why don't you tell them a little about your story?
Okay. Mine's a little bit different because I just didn't have it internally, just the Lyme disease. That's what I thought I had. So when I had all these symptoms, I did go to a holistic doctor, and he really didn't know much about Morgellons. Of course, he didn't tell me that to the third visit, you know, at $125 a shot. And we did a blood test, and he did that, and he said, you know, you got Lyme disease. I said, I do? I said, what is that? I've heard of it before. And then he explained to me what. And so I realized I had Lyme. And I think Lyme and Morgellons, I might be cousins or whatever. I think it's all in the same pot there. So that's how I started getting that. So I went to him, and I also had H. pylori and everything else. So that's when I started losing weight. For 45 years, from the time I was 20 to 65, for those 45 years, I was 170 pounds, give or take a couple pounds. And I went from 170 pounds, and within 4 months, I was down to 127. And I just kept on losing weight. And I knew I was sick, but I mean, I just really, really sick. Well, what happened in my situation, too, is that my house was infected with all sorts of insects. And I mean, things I didn't even knew existed. And they were in my clothing and the rugs and the furniture. So I had to throw 90% of my clothes out. I got rid of my mattresses. I tore up all the rugs and everything else. And it was just an absolute nightmare. And I remember, Mel, you were very instrumental. You used to call me a lot. And that just meant so much to me because you were there for me. And so, you know, I kept on, started with a protocol. And, you know, bit by bit, I would get a little bit better. But it took a while to do that. But at the same time, I was on that site all the time, your website there, just reading and reading and reading and see what other people did. And then what they would do, I'd try that and see if that would work and so forth. And but again, getting back to my situation, what I had is a mite problem, which was huge. And I had 6 exterminators in my house. And they never told me that they don't treat mites. Of course, I really didn't even know what a mite was. I heard of it. And then I talked to someone that I knew worked for Orkin. And he said, you know, we have this company that's a sister company of ours. So they're out of Georgia. At that time, I was living in Carolina. And so they came over, and they just weren't guys that treat the house, go in and spray and so forth. They have a degree in entomology, which is the study of insects and so forth. And so they said, he said, you know, you got mites here. You got a ton of them in the attic. And I said, really? So he said, that's what's happening. He said, you know, if they sense something, and in my case, I was getting just inundated by all these insects, and it was just a horror story. I won't get into it. It was terrible. But then he said the mites get hungry, you know, and they can't feed on the mice or anything else that might be in their attic, so they come down, and you're the host. And so there I was. And so that was just where it started for me there. It was just absolutely incredible what I went through. And sometimes I would just break down crying. I think, oh, my God, I can't take this. Of course, you know, the family, my 7 brothers and sisters, none of them believe it, you know, that, you're just making it up in your mind and so forth. So it's kind of like, you know, I'm on this one on my own. So it was just terrible. But I did stick to the protocol, and that website was absolutely terrific. And so eventually, little by little, I came back, but it took a year and a half. And then I was, I'd say healed. So I was able to go back to a normal life, which I lead now. I'm still on the protocol, not entirely on everything there, but, you know, that's certainly was terrific for my immune system because they were able to fight off the bacteria that was in me. But it took a lot. What I really had to change was my food that I was eating, even though I always thought I ate healthy because, hey, I eat something from Dole. Sure, it's frozen or everything else. And I ate this. Cheerios were my favorite, multigrain Cheerios. I'd have full bowls of those in the morning. I said, boy, that lasts me through till lunch. And just, that stuff is all junk because it's all processed food. That's what was hurting me. It was killing me because I also got H. pylori from that. And H. pylori is, you know, there's villi in your stomach lining, okay? And what that does, so when you get food, the villi takes the nourishment and it, it spreads it out throughout your body. But when you get this H. pylori, that's a infection in your stomach area there and intestine. And what it does, it kind of like kills them temporarily, the villi. And so that's what happens. So you're not getting nourishment. So that's what happened to me. I lost all that weight. And H. pylori, that's worldwide. You know, third world nations, 90% of the people have it. In our country here, it's more like 30 to 40%. I don't know how they gauge that, but I think it's just a guesstimate. But it's one of those things I had. But that I was able to get knocked off in 2 weeks. I just went to the doctor, gave me the stuff to take for 2 weeks. Then they put me under to make sure it was all gone. It was, and that's when I started. So the villi came back, so I was starting to get nutrition then. Then I started to gain weight again, and it, it was just that was a turnaround for me. But I had a change in my whole diet too. So no more processed foods, and that included anything that was frozen. You know, I used to eat this stuff that really looked good. But it's frozen, and with pesticides, the way they use them nowadays, I just had to abandon all that. And I went on such a diet, and I'm not a cook. And it's because that was presented a problem. I tell people, listen, if I didn't have a microwave, I'd starve to death because I didn't know how to use a stove or anything else. I just didn't care. I threw it in the microwave. So I changed around. I learned how to cook. And again, it was very basic stuff. I did the chickens, and I did a lot of organic foods, and I knew which ones you had to buy organic and which ones were anything with a skin on it, like a banana or an avocado. You don't have to have those for, as far as organic, because you don't need to, because pesticide will not get beyond that skin. So anyway, that's what I did. I changed my diet completely. Also, I cut back on my drinking. Not that I was drinking a lot. I have a few beers and so forth, but I just stopped it completely. I stopped drinking coffee for months because it's, coffee is acidic, and I want to keep my body as alkaline as possible. And so with that, I mean, that lasted a long time, but little bit by little bit, I got better. And I never gained back my 170 pounds, but I'm older now. I'm actually 1 year older than the Nelmeister there. So, you know, so I did come back, and now I feel healthy, and now I'm almost back to a totally normal life. I go out and drink now, but I might have a beer or two, a light beer a night, or, you know, maybe three times a week or something like that. And that's it. But I watch what I eat because I notice even my family, is now they know that I was sick because I went to an integrative medicine doctor and they did a test on me. And he says, yeah, you do have Lyme disease. You know, he confirmed it. So anyway, so I'm very careful what I eat. And when I go out, I very rarely go to restaurants unless it's a healthy food restaurant where they serve organic. But you know what? It's like when you go to family functions and so forth. Well, they're not always going to have the best. And so I'm very careful what I eat. And so, and with that, that's kept me strong. And so this is where I'm at now. And I feel great. So now I feel like I got a brand new life. And then with the best thing, you know, there's no silver lining as far as more gallons of Lyme disease. But what there is a good point is that it made me change for the better with my health habits. And that included the drinking and the food that I was eating. And so because of that, it was a brand new life. And I'll probably extend my life because I changed my habits. I always worked out, but after this, I started working out more. So now I'm constantly working out much when I eat and drink. And I'm a happy-go-lucky kind of guy. So there you go. That's it.
Well, Billy, there's one thing I'd like the audience to know, and I've talked to them about this. I tell people that when they're sick, it's really a terrible idea to try to relocate. But yeah. You were the first successful relocation without incident, and I mean by incident where you had no setbacks whatsoever, and it was after you felt that you had recovered from more gallons. Is that correct?
Yes, absolutely, no. Because most of my family was out in California here, so I said, well, I'd rather be around family, you know, if I ever go through something like this again, some other disease or something. So I came out here, and right now I'm in the Southern California area there, and so with a family and that, so it's great. It's good.
Okay. Is there anything that you want to say in closing before I open the floor to questions for you?
No, I just will say that read, like you say, that's so important. And it's amazing how much I used to read from all those blogs that were on there. You know, I still remember some of the people, Mr. Common Sense, great guy. I remember him telling me, you just remember, folks, he said, they think you're dead. And that's in my situation because I had those bugs in there. So I was attacked by everything, and I won't go through the horror stories of what I did, but what I had to do is just amazing. I never thought I'd get through it. But with Mel's help, because he was there, I really appreciate that. And other people on there, Peter and I became real good friends, so we talked a lot, and because he came on about the same time I did, maybe a couple months later. And so he was really instrumental in helping me get back to a good health. So, yes, so there you go. So it's read, and learn.
Okay, it's interesting you say Mr. Common Sense. You know, he was the only person who ever had a website that I ever told all people to go and read there. Because he and I had similar protocols other than the WPS. And I don't know, we kind of paralleled each other. I don't know who started first. I only know that after a few years, he left us. But I do remember him coming onto a call in the call conference call archives. I remember him saying unsolicitedly that if he ever got sick again, he would use our protocol. And I just broke down and cried like a baby. And he really always had nice things to say about our website, as well as me saying nice things about his website.
He did. He was a brilliant, brilliant guy, and he does this. He was like a scientist out there, and so I used to read him a lot because I got a lot of good information from him.
Oh, no, yeah, he had a lot of good information. That's why I send people there. Well, thank you so much, Billy. Let's see if we can get any questions here for you. Come on, anybody out there? There are guys out there today. I'll bet you got questions for Billy. Let's hear it from the men in the audience, pretty please. Billy, they're off. Just nobody knows what to say here. Oh, here we go. It's good old Aunt Laura. Yes, ma'am.
Hi, Bill.
Hi, Laura.
For sharing your journey. Thank you very much for sharing your journey with us. I wanted to ask this question. It's for so many others in this community that we all think at one time or another, ours is different. We're not going to get better. We're different. Ours is different. We're, you know, it's not going to work for us. And so that I can put their mind at ease as well as mine. I believe it started from some type of a mite as well. And so I just wanted you to mention again what you said about the immune system as it got better, that even though you were a host for something, they were no longer able to survive because your immune system was fighting them off and they recognized you weren't dead.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. So what's your question?
I just wanted you to restate that again. I want to make sure I heard it correctly.
Oh, as far as the immune system, well, because I started eating correctly, and you know, like if you eat processed foods and you get they use so much pesticides in that, and even for the frozen food, you're putting that in your body, and that's very acidic, and that's not going to help. So you've really got to go to as much organic as you can. And to be safe on that, and just be careful of what you eat. I mean, I tell people what I eat, they laugh. Even now, you know, at nighttime I'll have a chicken almost every night. I mean, parts of a chicken, you know, because I don't want to eat beef, and chicken's good protein. And I'll eat quinoa. I go to Trader Joe's and I eat their quinoa, and which is unfrozen, but that's good. Quinoa is a terrific item. Organic brown rice, not white rice, brown rice. That's what you want to stick with there. And then I use like apple cider vinegar, and I'll put that in there. And then I'll use other things. There's something called the moringa, and it's from a moringa tree, okay, full of nutrition. And that's good, and it comes from the leaves of the tree, and so with a powder form, that's very, very good for you. Greek yogurt I have. I drink almond milk. Again, not much of that. And for bread, like in the morning, I always have 2 eggs for breakfast, and I have a little bowl of oatmeal. And but in that oatmeal, I'll put a big tablespoon of the yogurt in there. I'll put a little apple cider vinegar in there to give it a little taste to it. And then I put some flaxseed on top. You know, all that's good for you. And then I'll have 2 pieces of Ezekiel bread. That's probably the best bread I think you can get. It's all whole grain and it's organic, so that's really, really good. And that coconut oil, I use tons of coconut oil. So I use coconut oil and I melt the coconut oil. I cook the eggs in the coconut oil, and then I'll put some on my toast, the coconut oil, and then I'll put cinnamon, because cinnamon is very, very good for you too, along with the coconut oil. So it's very, very simple. That's for my breakfast. I don't eat lunch. I just come down to 2 meals a day now. But during the day, I'll snack on some almonds, because almonds are very, very nutritious, and they're very filling. That's a good thing. And so that holds you off till dinner time, and then you're good to go. And I'm back to coffee. I can bring coffee again. I'm a Starbucks fan, so when I'm done here, I'm walking down to Starbucks right now, so I do that every day. But I just enjoy it. I enjoy my coffee. And so that's it. So there are some things that come back to, and so certainly some things I do stay away from. Apples, I never came back to apples, because, you know, for apples, you got to buy organic, but they're so expensive. It's, I'll just use something else. But I do have a lot of fruits and vegetables. Fruits and vegetables, I eat a lot of broccoli. Again, that's got to be organic broccoli and asparagus and, spinach salad, the dark spinach salad. That's really good for you. Again, all those got to be organic there. And, you know, you can find those. I even go to 99-cent store sometime, because what they can't sell in a supermarket, they bring there. I get it for 99 cents. I used to go up to some of the supermarkets here. They used to charge $5, and I get it for 99 cents. So, but I might have to eat it in 3 days. So what? You know, what I don't eat, if I can't eat all of it, you know, I didn't lose anything, because I really gained a lot by eating those foods which I'm mentioning there. That will keep your immune system strong.
Well, I want to thank you, Billy, because it's interesting that, you know, we have that articles and diet section. And in the beginning, we try to tell everybody to go into those articles on why we want you to eat a certain way. And then in my day, we didn't have any articles or diet. And I ate like a bird or a rabbit is what I used to say, and it's true. Just ate fruits, vegetables, salads, and meat twice a week. Once chicken, once kosher hamburger. But today we have a recipe section. We have in the forum recipes for 2016-17. Many of them accompanied with pictures. And the people who get well here, they go ahead on and they take what the basics and they take it further like you have. I mean, you have got a system now. My food is my medicine, and this is what I need. And this is what happens to a lot of the people, Bill, who get well. They go further on, and they delve into it more because they see the results of the food being their medicine. I'm a poor example of that because I'm a chicken parmesan freak, but I tell you the right things to do, don't I?
Exactly. Yeah, you're right. You're right. Well, you convinced me now, you know, so that's true. But keep in mind, too, I mean, still when I go out to birthdays in a family or something like that, or so go out with
I know what that's all about.
A restaurant. Yeah, you know, you tend to gorge on the bad stuff, and I'll have a birthday cake with all that sugar, but, you know, if you do it every once in a while, it's okay. It's not going to hurt you. But I try
that's
to
That's what I tell everyone.
Avoid
we got
sugar.
A question for you, Bill. Hang on a second here. 281-281, lovely Miss Karen.
It's Karen. Hi, Bill.
Hi, Karen. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing okay. Thank you so much for sharing. I had actually read a lot of your thread back when I first started, you know, stalking the site. And so I looked at it for a year before I actually you know, started anything. Anyway, my question is, you mentioned Ezekiel bread. I love Ezekiel bread. Were you able to eat that during the time you were getting well, or is that just something you do now?
No, I eat it now. I didn't do that when I was, because I didn't know. I didn't even know you're supposed to eat bread or not supposed to eat bread. And bread's not really good for you. And a lot of people I know are just cutting it out now. They aren't eating it. But I do use the whole grain bread. And that's pretty good bread, too. I like it.
Yeah. Well, see, I would love to add the Ezekiel bread to my diet now, but I'm still having some symptoms, and so I guess I should.
Yeah, you'd have to determine that. I can't help you there. And
I can make a suggestion here.
Okay.
That you go out and buy a loaf, and you try a slice, and then two days later you try two slices, and if nothing happens, you're home free, and if your symptoms reoccur, you give it away to a friend.
Well, I'm looking forward to trying that.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
What do you think, Bill?
Do you have a Trader Joe's near you?
I do.
You do? Okay. Trader Joe's has the best pricing. Like, I go up to a regular supermarket, and they charge, like, $5.69 for the bread. Trader Joe's is, I think it's $3.99.
Yeah, Trader Joe's really does have the better deals in my area, too.
Yeah. Yeah, they do. In fact, the quinoa and the organic brown rice, you find that in the frozen section? And that's pretty good because it's a little bag. I can throw it in the microwave and it's cooked, and that's good for you. You like that?
Yeah, and that's a good idea. That's fast. I had not yet bought the frozen quinoa and seen it because I wasn't sure about it. But that's good to know.
Oh, quinoa.
It does take a long time to cook it from scratch. It's kind of hard to cook.
Oh, absolutely. That's why I stopped. I couldn't do it. I didn't have the patience for it. You know, because I was running a business and everything else at that
time. Yeah, a real long time. Well,
yeah,
thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Oh, sure. Okay, glad I could help.
Are there any other questions for Bill? Any other questions for Bill? Hit star 5 now.
Still there, Mel?
Yeah, I'm here still. There we go. Okay. Okay, Fanny, the question for Bill?
Hey, great. Okay. Hi, Bill.
Hi. How are you doing?
We're great. We're blessed. Bill, I think I have, you described, like, everybody wants to know why when I'm from 152 in months. And it wasn't a lot of months. We're talking like three to four or less or more, a little bit. But anyways, I went down just like that. And now I'm 101. And like I say, 4 months earlier, I was like 152, healthy pretty much. So you described those mites. I think that's, and I said, I must have an extra set that other people don't have. And, because there's a lot of activity running up in my body. So you use you talked about the H. chloride. I didn't get that. What was that you talked about?
H. chloride.
You talked about nervousness. And I'm a person that very energetic, never sits down. I do now because I don't have a choice, but I didn't at first. But you talked about the mites and I think that's, one of my, I don't know what mites is, not really, but I think that one of the problems there that along with the many that's in my body and hair and stuff, but what did you get? The Citric Company?
Yeah, but you won't get the mites inside your body. You know, they'll bite you though, but they don't get inside your body.
Oh, they don't?
But no. No, no, that's not something. So if you feel a crawly or something like that, that's not a mite.
Well, what makes your weight go down so fast like yours did?
Two things. Number one, I think number one, the bacteria that was in me was eating the food, and plus that
villi,
because that killed the villi, V-I-L-L-I. If you go to Google and look that up, put spoon of villi, and you'll see how that worked, because it just...
That's I-L-L...
No, V-I-L-L-I. V as in Victor.
Okay.
Yeah, if you look
at
that, and that's what that is. Yeah, so I mean, that's a simple fix, but the world has that. But in the United States, we don't have it as bad. But that's how come I lost a lot of weight. I mean, that's what I think would cause.
Okay, so with the oatmeal, were you able to do any type of oatmeal at the very beginning? I mean, after you started, you know.
After I started, yeah. You know, again, I got that at Trader Joe's, too. They have a gluten-free oatmeal there, and I eat that every day. And it's just a small little bowl in there. And I eat peanut butter, too. I eat peanut butter. Get that at Trader Joe's.
Oh, really?
Anyway, that's
okay.
Oh, yeah. Crunchy peanut butter. That's good. So, anyway, that's what I do there. You know, yeah, as far as the mics, if someone has mics, I'd become an expert on that. So if there's anybody who has a mic problem out there, let me know. You know, believe it or not.
I know my house, excuse me, but my house is badly infected, and that's one of the problems why I keep going up and down. I mean, as far as with the disease, me, myself, I think I'm trying to isolate myself, but with my family, it's my sisters and brothers and all of that, it's quite a problem, and my husband is quite a problem, but I'm trying to get there. But okay, I've just been listening at you on your you're describing a lot that's going on with me. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you
yeah.
so very okay. much, Fanny. I'm sure that at some point in time that Bill would be happy to share with you information on finding the right people to help eradicate the mites. Yes, Bill?
Right. Yes, for sure.
All right. Any other questions before we let this young man go ahead over to... Oh, here we go. Okay. 580-580, your first name and your question, please.
Yes, I was wanting to know for Bill what symptoms he had.
What's your first name, please?
What symptoms he had with the H. pylori that made him, with the weight loss, what other symptoms did he have?
With the H. pylori? How did I know I had it? I had to go to the doctor for that.
Well,
I did a blood test.
Did you have any other symptoms besides the weight loss?
No. No, but I just looked. I mean, I looked like I just came from a concentration camp. It was that bad. But that's a lot of weight. That was 43 pounds, I think, within 3 or 4 months.
That's what's going on with me. I haven't started the protocol, and I don't know if it's just stress because I'm very stressed.
Well, did you get a blood test at all?
No, I haven't. They just did a blood test on me, but they were checked three things. They didn't check for that because I didn't, you know, we just figured it was stress related with, you know, thinking that I had more gallons. And, so they just checked, like thyroid and, all my lab tests came back fine. Like I said, I can't remember which three tests it was, thyroid, complete blood count and something else, but everything came back fine. But
well, what I would do if next time you go to your doctor, you can ask them about it, but you can look it up too, just so you know what it is. H. pylori.
Well, I'm really afraid because I'm like down to 91 pounds, and I'm forcing myself to eat, but you know, it doesn't seem to be doing anything.
You were 91 pounds. What weight were you? You're 91 pounds now, but what weight were you?
I was about 125 to 130.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's
and,
quite
and
a
like
bit
you said, in 3 to 4 months, that's what I'm down to.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, you know what? When you talk to your doctor, you ask him to check for that. it's a simple thing. So that's, you know, a lot of people have it, but, you know, sometimes if they don't know to look for that, even though they should, but, you know, I don't know what to tell you on that. And that might not be the only reason why I lost weight. I mean, don't forget, all of a sudden I just wasn't eating as much because I couldn't eat much. I didn't know what to eat, so it's kind of like, oh, it was kind of different for me.
Might to add something to this, Bill, because, you know, I've been hearing every story for a long time. It's very interesting to me that a certain percentage of people put on a lot of weight, and then a certain percentage of people lose a lot of weight.
Wow.
But when they get better, Billy, this is the wildest thing. I lost 48 pounds, and people do lose that much weight when they get better. And the people who lost weight, like you, they put back the weight.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not unusual. It just goes to prove our second guiding principle that everybody's body is different.
Yes.
But losing weight is something we've heard many, many times. There's Fanny on the call. She's lost a lot of weight. There's this lady from who was talking with you, who she's lost a lot of weight. You lost a lot of weight. There are probably other people here. I think Thomas lost a lot of weight. And then there were those who say, oh, Jesus, I gained so much weight. I put on so much weight. But when they get better, they seem to go back to the balance. So I'm going to ask if there's anybody else that has a question for Bill before I ask him to say something in closing and move on to our next to last guest. Yes, good. Here it is. There you are. I think you disappeared for a while, young man. Welcome back. That's you, Thomas.
Hello, Mel. This is Thomas. Can you hear me now?
Yes, we can hear you now. You have a question for Bill.
Outstanding. Yes, I do. Hey, Bill, I want to thank you for your time today. My question for you, sir, is this. What are you still on the WPS? If so, at what dosage?
The WPS?
Are the MMS?
Yeah, well, we called MMS.
MMS. Oh, I see, MMS. No, I'm not. I mean, occasionally I'll take it, maybe once a month or something like that. It's just that I just don't need it right now. But, and I really should probably take it maybe once every 2 weeks or something like that, just to flush anything out that might be in there.
So at what dosage do you take right now, sir?
Usually I take between 6 to 8 drops.
Okay.
My peak was at 17. That's, and I couldn't go beyond that.
Right. But he didn't split it either. Splitting the dosage is only about 2.5 or 3 years old at most. Billy, is there anything you'd like to say in closing, buddy?
No, I just thank you for meeting you way back when, and I really just appreciate the job that you've done for everyone. And it's like when you get over this, you really want to leave it behind. And I give you credit for doing what you do, and because it's, you help so many people across the globe, so you're to be thanked for that. So we all thank you for that, God, and God bless you, Mel. Love you, my friend, and you saved me, and you're saving other people's lives now too. I appreciate that.
Well, I want to thank you, Billy M., because, buddy, we've talked on 2 sides of the continent, eh?
That's right. That's right. So, and you're getting married up there.
You're not a year older than I am. You're 4 months older than I am.
Is it 4 months? Oh, I knew it was something. Okay. Well, you were young and now, you know. So there
yeah,
you
I
go.
Know.
Okay, now.
I know. Thank you so much, good buddy, really. God bless you, bro.
Okay, Mel. Thank you very much. Take care, everyone. Bye-bye.
Thank you.